Hello. Hello, my name is Jeffrey Roth, and I'm a member of the UN Permanent Forum. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank MRIP leadership and the Special Rapporteur for their work to advance the rights of our people across the world, and in particular, for supporting the Permanent Forum expert and member study that the Indigenous Determinants of Health Alliance and I authored regarding operationalizing the Indigenous Determinants of Health, which is aligned with MRIP's advice number 9, as included in the 2016 study on the right to health. The Indigenous Determinants of Health Alliance comprises 24 Indigenous researchers, leaders, politicians, and youth from all 7 socio-cultural regions. Ultimately, the outcomes we seek in our work here collectively is about advancing the lives of our Indigenous peoples, which is truly about improving the health outcomes for our people. For example, we know and have known for millennia that climate change and the degradation of the environment has devastating effects on our Indigenous people's health, especially our women and children. We know that violence and lack of peace, especially against our women and children around the globe, also greatly affect our health and wellness. We know that access to our traditional lands and territories is not just about physical space, but holds deep cultural, spiritual, and economic significance for our Indigenous peoples, loss of which leads to adverse economic and health outcomes. Our framework also emphasizes the critical intersection between health and human rights for Indigenous peoples, including through the rights for our people for self-determination, for cultural rights, noting that preservation and promotion of Indigenous cultures, languages, and spiritual practices are essential components of healthy people. The right to non-discrimination based on Indigenous identity, ethnicity, and language addresses barriers that we often face when accessing health services and achieving health equity. The right to free, prior, and informed consent, especially in the consideration of economic development projects on our ancestral lands, informs our leaders about the consequences that impact our health and wellness. Overall, the Indigenous Determinants of Health framework underscores that Indigenous health is intrinsically linked to the realization of our human rights as Indigenous people. I felt it's important to state these connections so that we can have a mutual understanding among the UN mechanisms, Indigenous people, and UN agencies and organizations that are charged with improving these conditions and therefore our health and wellness. On this topic of future work, I'd ask the MRIP to consider partnering with the Indigenous Determinants of Health Alliance in producing a follow-up to advice number 9 on the rights of Indigenous peoples and health, so that we may explore and expand the contextualization of our mutual work in terms of Indigenous Determinants of Health and produce common rights-based model to improve our Indigenous people's condition. Thank you.